the Vegarians, the Amaru, and the hope for humanity. Isla, with her flowing cerulean hair and skin that shimmered like moonlight on water, stood at the viewing platform of her crystalline city, her gaze fixed on the approaching vessel. It wasn't the sleek, organic form she was accustomed to seeing from her own people, the Amaru. This one radiated a warmth, a gentle hum that resonated with the life force of a thousand blooming flowers. It was the Vegarians. The Amaru, a telepathic race known for their diplomacy and emotional intelligence, had encountered the Vegarians centuries ago. Both species, driven by an insatiable curiosity and a deep respect for all life forms, had forged a strong alliance. Today's visit, however, was different. Isla could sense the urgency thrumming through the telepathic link established between their ships. As the ship settled on the landing platform, a hatch opened, revealing a being unlike any Isla had ever seen. Tall and slender, with skin the color of sun-baked earth and eyes that glowed like molten amber, Xylo, the Vegarian ambassador, emerged. The telepathic greeting that followed was a wave of warmth and concern. Isla, Xylo's voice resonated within her mind, laced with worry, we come bearing news that weighs heavily on our hearts. We've made contact with a new civilization, a species calling themselves humans. Isla felt a flicker of excitement. First contact was always momentous. Yet, Xylo's telepathic aura remained troubled. Their society, Xylo continued, is fractured. They harbor biases based on species, skin color, gender, and even geographical location. We fear for their future if they cannot overcome this divisiveness. Isla absorbed the information, her empathy blooming for these unseen humans. Here was an opportunity for the Amaro and the Vegarians to use their combined skills, diplomacy, telepathy, and a deep understanding of different life forms, to help a fledgling civilization. Together, they embarked on a daring voyage to Earth. The human world, upon arrival, was a cacophony of sights, sounds, and emotions. Isla, using her telepathic prowess, was bombarded with a kaleidoscope of human feelings, fear, anger, love, and a deep-seated mistrust. Their first contact was with a group of scientists, their minds a jumble of awe and suspicion. Xylo, with his calming presence, managed to establish a fragile connection. He explained their peaceful intentions, their desire to assist humanity in overcoming its divisions. The initial years were slow. The Vegarians, with their expertise in sustainable agriculture, helped humans transition away from animal-based food sources, a practice that fueled much of the speciesism on Earth. The Amaru, skilled in telepathic communication, helped facilitate dialogue across racial, social, and national borders. It wasn't easy. There were setbacks, moments of violence and hate that threatened to derail their progress. Isla, channeling the combined empathy of both races, reached out to individuals, showing them the pain and fear that fueled their biases. Slowly, hearts and minds began to open. Leaders who once viewed each other with suspicion started holding telepathic dialogues, facilitated by the Amaru. The raw, unfiltered emotions laid bare during these sessions fostered a newfound understanding. Humans, for the first time, were experiencing the world not just through their own lens, but through the eyes of others. The Vegarians, meanwhile, helped humans develop sustainable energy sources and cultivate land that had been ravaged by war and neglect. As Earth began to heal, so did its inhabitants. Biases didn't disappear overnight, but they became less entrenched, challenged by the growing sense of global community fostered by the Vegarians and the Amaru. Years turned into decades. The humans, with the guidance of their alien allies, had made significant progress. Technology thrived, fueled by a desire for cooperation rather than competition. Borders softened, replaced by a shared sense of responsibility for the planet. One day, as Isla and Xylo stood overlooking a bustling Earth city bathed in the golden light of sunset, a young human girl approached them. Her eyes, filled with curiosity, met theirs. "Thank you," she said, her voice small but clear, "for showing us how to be better." Isla and Xylo exchanged a silent smile. Their journey had been long and arduous, but the hope that flickered in the girl's eyes was their reward. The story of the Vegarians, the Amaru, and humanity was far from over. It was a story of ongoing growth, a testament to the transformative power of empathy and cooperation, a testament to the possibility of a future where a species looked beyond its differences and embraced the potential of a united world. Challenge and setback, a vision quest the charismatic leader, let's call him Senator Macht, starts stoking fear of the aliens. Isla and Xylo sense the growing distrust. Instead of direct intervention, they propose a telepathic vision quest to a group of influential individuals, including scientists, politicians, and even Macht himself. During the quest, Isla and Xylo project two vivid realities into the minds of the participants. In one reality, humanity succumbs to Macht's rhetoric, leading to war, environmental devastation, and societal collapse. In the other, they choose trust and collaboration, resulting in a thriving, united Earth. The vision quest is a powerful experience. Macht, shaken by the glimpse of a dystopian future, starts questioning his own path. Others, inspired by the vision of a united Earth, become vocal advocates for cooperation with the Vegarians and Amaru. Isla and Antoine, a budding romance. Isla and Antoine, a brilliant young scientist initially skeptical of the aliens, find themselves drawn together. They collaborate on climate change solutions, with the Vegarians sharing their knowledge of sustainable agriculture and the Amaru facilitating telepathic communication between researchers around the globe. Their shared passion for the planet and their growing respect for each other blossom into a romantic bond. Their relationship becomes a symbol of the human-alien connection, showcasing the potential for understanding and love to bridge the gap between species. The future, a blossoming friendship. Years pass, and Earth flourishes. Humans become active members of a galactic community, sharing their knowledge and learning from other civilizations. Isla, Xylo, Antoine, and countless others become lifelong friends, their bond a testament to the transformative power of trust and cooperation. Decades flowed by like a gentle river, washing away the distrust and fear that had once plagued humanity. Senator Macht, humbled by the telepathic vision quest, became a staunch advocate for peace and cooperation with the Vegarians and Amaru. His public pronouncements, imbued with the sincerity of his newfound conviction, helped sway many a skeptical heart. Isla and Antoine, their initial scientific collaboration blossoming into a beautiful partnership, spearheaded a global initiative they called Project Symbiosis. Marrying Vegarian agricultural techniques with human ingenuity, they revolutionized food production. Towering vertical farms, marvels of sustainable architecture, replaced sprawling, resource-intensive monoculture crops. Their love story captured the world's imagination. A human and an Amaru, working side by side, overcoming biological and cultural differences to create a brighter future, it was a tangible symbol of the unity Earth was striving towards. News channels buzzed with their joint interviews, their telepathic connection allowing them to express complex ideas seamlessly, a testament to the power of their combined minds. One crisp autumn afternoon, as Isla and Antoine stood overlooking a bustling urban farm, a flurry of emotions pulsed through their telepathic link. It was Xylo, his voice laced with excitement. "We've received an invitation," he announced, "from the Galactic Council. They are extending membership to Earth." A wave of elation washed over Isla and Antoine. Years of dedicated effort, of fostering trust and progress, were about to culminate in this momentous occasion. Humanity, once a fractured species, was taking its first steps onto the galactic stage. "This is just the beginning," Isla projected, a warmth spreading through their shared mental space. "We can learn so much from other civilizations, and hopefully, share some of our own unique perspective." Antoine chimed in, his excitement palpable. "Imagine the collaborative scientific breakthroughs, the artistic cross-pollination. We'll be part of a grand tapestry woven from the threads of countless species." Together, hand in hand, Isla and Antoine turned towards the bustling city, their hearts brimming with hope for the future. Earth, a once-isolated planet, was ready to embrace the vastness of the cosmos, its journey guided by the unwavering friendship forged between humans, Vegarians, and Amaru. This was the dawning of a new era, an era of unity, of boundless potential, and a testament to the enduring power of trust, empathy, and a shared vision for a better future.